99. Hey, good morning. Hey, by the way, we are the official jazz station of the Atlanta Jazz Festival. And it's a great day to have a great day. And one way that we're having a great day is giving you all the information you need when it comes to our big weekend here in Atlanta. And here with me this morning is drummer Little John Roberts. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Hey, Morris. How's it going, bro?
Hey, man. It is always good to be alive.
Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed. Now, listen, we've got Little John in the building. And I tell you, John, you've been real busy. You've been all over the place. You've got a brand new CD out, and you've been touring. What's going on?
Man, I am a Howard dad right now.
Okay. All right.
Howard grad dad.
All right. Congratulations on that.
Thanks, yeah, man.
Okay. All right. And tell us real quick what's about the Howard grad.
Well, my daughter just graduated from Howard University at Master in Science.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm really proud of her. I just left D.C. and came back from there, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, things just keep happening for you, and that's awesome. Now, the good thing is that you're going to be a part of the Atlanta Jazz Festival. You've been doing this this late-night jam session that's really popular.
Yeah, last few years. Yeah, Miss Love has been reaching out to me, and Russell Gunn. We did something for Miles Davis last year. Mm-hmm. The year before that, we did a tribute to Prince when he passed away.
Yeah.
So this year, I'm going to do one to Herbie Hancock.
Wow. All right. The master.
Oh, yeah.
Herbie Hancock. Now, when is this happening? When does it take place?
This is going to be next Saturday, May 25th at 11 o'clock at Park Tavern.
Yeah.
So after all the festivities happen in the park,
mm-hmm,
everybody's going to shoot over to Park Tavern.
And, you know, it's pretty cool to see the transition, you know, because we broadcast live from there and basically stay down there all day and all night. But to see the folks that come in the evening and then they head on over to the jam session. So that's the good thing about the Jazz Festival. You can come during the daytime or you can come in the evening and then get even more music with the late night jam session. It's always a cool set and it's intimate as well at Park Tavern.
And I have a special guest coming for this one too.
Okay.
Mr. Bill Summers from the original Headhunters.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah, Uncle Bill, he's going to come play percussion with us.
Wow. Wow. See, these things are really hot, man. This is what's up. Of course, the Atlanta Jazz Festival happens next weekend. It's our big weekend, and so far so good because the participation and turnout for all the folks in the city of Atlanta that are like-minded, that love the music that is provided by the Office of Cultural Affairs, Camille Russell Love, and our mayor, Keisha Lance Bonham. They always do a great job, and what makes it great is for them to have the insight and vision to be able to put together a jam session like this.
Oh yeah, much love to Ms. Love because she, you know, just basically says, John, whatever you want to do, go ahead and do it. And, you know, so this year I told her, I said, well, I think it'd be a good time to pay a tribute to Herbie Hancock. I worked with Herbie while I was on tour with Stevie Wonder for the Songs in the Key of Life tour. And we just had a great time. And I said, man, if we ever get a chance, I would love to do some things with you. I wish he could be there. But we'll just go ahead and pay tribute to him anyway.
Yeah, and you know what is really cool is that you've played with some of the best, some of the greatest. I mean, you name it, you've played with them. But out of all the people you perform with, who is the most eccentric, or I should say, who's the most dynamic person as far as work ethic, as far as execution, perfection, and all of that?
I would say George Duke would be the one.
Mm-hmm.
And I played with George for 17 years, and I just learned so much hanging with him and the music that he was playing, the stuff that we recorded. I mean, the way that he worked. I learned a lot just being around George.
Yeah, and when I had an opportunity to interview George, he was very intricate with some of his nuances when it comes to the arrangements, and that's genius.
Oh, yeah.
What is it that he had that so many don't have?
Well, George played everything, for one thing.
Yeah.
You know, he'll be playing classical one day. He'll be playing some Frank Zappa stuff another day. You know, he'll be playing with a suite, you know, big orchestra arrangements and stuff. Or he'll do some top 40, you know, R&B type songs and stuff. So he just, everything he could put his hands to, it was just gold.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Now, you are a skilled drummer. And what a lot of people don't really realize is that for certain artists, certain groups, certain type of grooves, there's different styles that you have to take on when it comes to playing with these folks. And what are those different styles?
Well, I mean, I always tell, you know, a lot of my students and peers that the more styles that you learn, that the more work you'll get, you know? So I might get called to play some Brazilian music one day. I might get called to play straight ahead jazz or R&B or pop or gospel. So the more, you know, knowledgeable that you are with the styles of music, the more, you know, work you'll get.
Yeah, and that is a really good point because, I mean, if you think about it, especially like Brazilian, that is kind of difficult to play as well because there's a lot happening in there. Yeah. How do you sync that with the other percussion when you're doing that?
Well, a lot of the times, a lot of drummers can play percussion. We might not, you know, hand percussion and things like that. The technique might be different, but the rhythms are still intertwined. So when you play with a great percussionist, it's a marriage there. So it's almost like a bass player and a drummer playing together. There has to be a nice gel between the two of them.
Yeah.
And they have to know the language.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I like that. And, you know, I've always wanted to be a drummer, never had the coordination. But one thing I do know when it comes to drummers is that some will be, like, playing, like, really crazy. So it's like, hey, look at me. I'm playing these drums really hard. And then there's something that we call being in the pocket.
Exactly.
And that's the key to drumming, right?
Absolutely. The first and foremost thing, playing time and making people move, you know. That's the thing. The biggest thing is you want to make people move to the rhythms, you know. And Bill Summers is one of those people that, like, I used to tour with Bill Summers with George Howard back in the day.
Uh-huh.
And while we were on tour bus and all, going from one city to the next, he'd show me a lot of these bata rhythms and things like that that had nothing to do with drum set, but the language was still, you know, intertwined as far as playing that those rhythms from the drum set to the percussion. You know, you had to know how to speak. Mm-hmm. And when you heard a call, you had to know how to respond to it. You know, it's all African, you know.
You know, and that's very true, that the rhythms from Africa. But, you know, I'm trying to picture Bill explaining that to you. So when he did that, would he, like, have a drum pad or he just...
We'd be banging on the little desk on the tour bus.
Yeah.
Or just singing it through, you know, because all of it it had syllables as well.
Okay.
So, we would just go through those rhythms. And then once we got on stage in the next city, we would practice them on stage.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing what a regular table can become when it comes to that, huh?
Hey, like the old high school days, you know, the boom bap in high school.
Hey, I was just thinking about that. Yeah. I was just thinking about that. We had some cats that would do that. They just bang on the tables. And next thing you know, you're sitting up there like, wow, this is a groove right here.
Right.
Wow. So you got on the bus experience.
That's
what we'll call it, right?
Right.
Well, that's great, man. I think that what you're doing is incredible. I mean, again, Janet Jackson. I got to talk about my girl, Janet Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Tell
that's
me,
mama.
All right. So you play with Janet Jackson. Tell me a story about Janet.
Well, the biggest thing about Janet was my first introduction to her. I was 23 years old. I had just moved to Atlanta, as a matter of fact. And, you know, there was word that they needed a new drummer. And a lot of my boys had pushed for me because, you know, Sam Sims, that's from Atlanta as well.
Yeah.
You know, Daryl Smith and Rex Salas, those guys were in the band already. Sonny Emery is a good friend of mine. He put a good word in for me.
Yeah.
They were like, you got to get this new cat, Little John, is, you know, on the scene and all. She never knew about me or anything, but when she saw me at rehearsal and I learned all the music and everything, she was very impressed by, you know, my work ethic.
Right.
And just bringing something fresh to the whole camp. And it had been love for 24 years with her. So I just stopped playing with her last year, just, you know, making transitions in my life, not wanting to be on tour as much as I used to, you know. Getting up there in the age, so I'm more teaching than anything.
That's a great luxury to say, well, you know, Janet, I'll just take a little time off. But you got the stamp of the champs, and shouts out to Sam Sims, who played with Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, Grammy Award-winning drummer Sonny Emery as well.
Oh, yeah.
Give him props as well. Well, that's awesome. Again, we are talking to Little John Roberts. He's got a great late night event that happens with my man Russell Gunn. Got to give him shouts as well. And that's going to be happening next weekend at the Atlanta Jazz Festival. It's the late night jazz jam.
Yeah, I got Phil Davis playing keys.
The Doctor.
Derek Scott's on guitar.
The Doctor.
One of the young up-and-coming bass players, Darnell Stocks, is playing bass.
Okay.
And, it's going to be crazy. Ryan Kilgore is going to be on saxophone.
Nice.
So nice. We got a nice lineup, and then some of the cats that are in town are going to sit in with us as well.
Yeah, that's great. That's why they call it Late Night Jazz Jam Session.
Oh, yeah, it's going
to
be lit.
And everyone that I've been to, it's always been lit, no doubt about it. So you guys have something to look forward to. Everybody, you'll enjoy it. It's a wonderful event. Plus, you know, it's great to hear that music at that time of night.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to be jamming, man. DJ Nephew's going to be there spinning. The wow. ones and twos, you know, in between the set and everything, so people can come and dance and the whole night. It's a party, man.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, it gets better and better every year.
Oh, yeah.
And we want to thank you for stopping by, Little John Roberts, making it happen
man,
this morning.
Thanks for having me, Mars.
Yes. Again, it is the Atlanta Jazz Festival coming up next weekend. The Late Night Jazz Jam Session starts at 11 o'clock with Little John Roberts. This will be year number 3 for you, right?
Actually, this will be number 4. The first time we did it at the Lowe's Hotel.
Yes, that's right.
That's when we first started the jam night.
You guys got a great place there. Park Tavern. Folks can walk right over from the park right to the tavern.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So we look forward to that. And again, we thank you for stopping by.
Man, pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll see you next weekend.
All right.
All right. 9:27 is our time. And yeah, we've got more great jazz next right here at 91.9.